the College Park, Grant Park area, mm-hmm. I just think of all of them as like ghetto.
Yeah, ghetto-ish, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't know whether to duck and roll or get behind a cement wall.
Lock your doors.
Right. Yeah. So we get down there and the college, I keep saying College Park, that is the ghetto. Grant Park has Zoo Atlanta, and it also has the Cyclorama.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to go back another time and do the Cyclorama. And when we do that, then I can talk about it then. But Big Fatty should know exactly what the Cyclorama is because it's been there for quite a few years. And the artwork that's hanging up in the Cyclorama has been around much, much longer than that because it used to be carried around to the World Fairs.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Been there for quite a few years.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2052 of the BFO for right the 4th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to catch up on voice letters and maybe a couple of Ask Big Fatty questions. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, blowers. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you're off all right. Is going well. Y'all, you are blowers. You are blowers today because, y'all, Big Fatty had his first incident with home ownership. Big Fatty! Y'all, when the Nep was here, I could hear the furnace running, but it wasn't blowing any warm air. And so, you know, I had, when I bought the villa, I had a American Home Warranty insurance policy that my insurance agent had suggested that I get. And so, y'all, I filed a claim on that Monday of Thanksgiving week, and the lady says, we can send somebody out tomorrow on Tuesday, and I said, well, that will not be accepted because I'll be going over to Atlanta, and they went, thank you for calling, and so, y'all, we went ahead and set the appointment up for this past Monday afternoon after Big Fatty got back from Atlanta. And so, y'all, the guy came, and he looked at it and everything. And, y'all, evidently, the blower on the unit had just gone bad. The motor had gone out on it or something like that. Big Fatty, all of our motors eventually go bad. He came, and he took the part, and... y'all, that is some baked potato soup. Yes, Big Fatty! And said, I'll see you in a few days when the new part comes in. Well, y'all, they didn't just send a new part. They sent a whole new blower unit. Big Fatty, that is really vulgar. Blower unit, did you? Yeah, vulgar. Anyway, so y'all, I got a call on Thursday. No, I got a call on hump day and said, Mark Carter, you're going to be around Thursday afternoon and for us to install your blower unit. Big Fatty, it's still vulgar when you say it. It's true. And I said, yes. And so, y'all, I came home and waited for them. They said they would probably be around 12:30, 1 o'clock. I came home, and y'all, they finally called about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, but it's working. It's working hunky-dory now, and y'all, my American Home Warranty is about to expire on the 11th. It's a week from today. And y'all, they've been hounding me to renew it, and I was just thinking if I was going to do it or not, but y'all, I was satisfied with the service, and you know it was nice to have the peace of mind if something went wrong that it would be taken care of. Yes, Big Fatty. say, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they're both very important. Very important celebrations. Y'all, today for right day, y'all, you've met him out at the Pride 48, and y'all, he's always posting pictures of him in his underpants. Big Fatty, it almost makes us want to wear underpants. Well, not me. But, in fact, I'd like for him to take them off. Yes, Big Fatty, the hooded bishop. Well, anyway, but y'all, he does the little show, not very often, but he does the little show of the gay life of the country boy. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. But y'all, it's Gay Country Wears, and you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Big Fatty will probably get to see him when he goes back to Hatlanta for grandma. Yes. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal is Tamari. Tamari, the 5th of December, y'all. And he's down there. He's down there in the Florida. Down in the Tampas, and y'all, he's the other half of Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Big Fatty, I don't think they're a couple. Well, they're joined at the hip. Oh, well, they're Siamese twins. Well, something like that. But y'all, it is that Taylor the Latte Boy, Big Fatty. So y'all, from the pod is my co-pilot. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, if you see Gay Country West or Taylor the Latte Boy on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all just make sure you take the time to wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Taffy has a big old piece of cake for Taylor. And Big Fatty, I noticed that Gay Country West has been going to the gym, so I hope that we all get to enjoy a big old hunk of beef cake.
It's Christmas Content Contest Month. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call the BFO to leave a message for content for December. And maybe write something on the website. And maybe use that special word for an extra point to keep Kathy Bacon happy. It's Christmas Content Contest Month. Let's call Woodhaven.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott the Seder. You know Seder69 on the Twitters, host of the Seder Sphere podcast. It's officially December 1st, so I'm calling in to enter into Kathy Bacon's contest. Content, you need content. I think this contest is prejudiced to people in the futures because they've had a whole day earlier to call in for the contest and they get an extra entry, and I think that is bullshit. Can I say bullshit on your show?
Yes!
Okay, bullshit.
Yes! So
that's my opinion. Poodle, hello, Poodle. Hi. McNoodle. I miss you. Something fierce. Squeaky kitties.
Yes.
My underpants. Miss you too. I think that's enough content for your show.
Okay.
Until tomorrow, because I'm going to call back every goddamn day.
Oh.
This is a Seder. Uh-huh. Catch you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Woodhaven. You know, I don't even know what that means. What does Woodhaven mean? I don't know. But, you know, I need that extra entry. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Seda69 from that Ariel Plano show, which we all know is Mexican for Ariel Plano. And first of all, Seda, thank you so much for the call and the content and the bullshit. Big Fatty. And you bring up an excellent point about the folks in the future being able to start the contest a day early. However, you've forgotten that the contest also ends a day early for them, so you can catch up. You can catch up with Mike and Joe. Benny, he doesn't mean that kind of catch up. He means cats up. No, not cats up. But anyway, thank you for calling, and go back and listen to yesterday's show to understand about Woodhaven. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, this is Jim, the number one funky homo. I'd like to order a large cheese pizza, and I'd like to wish you a happy first of the month. And Woodhaven. 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 Bye.
Big Freddy, where are you going? Big Freddy, he wants a large cheese pizza. I've got to go make a pizza. Pizza pop! Pizza pop! All right, well, first of all, y'all, that is the number one funky homo. That is Jim from over there at Stick It With a Poke. And first of all, Jim, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, you can hear Jim on Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. No, not Daylight, Eastern Standard Time, in the only time zone that matters. Yes, McFaddy. Jim, I don't think you will get except one extra entry. You can't say Woodhaven three times and expect to get three entries. No, Big Fatty, and the cheese pizza will be ready in about half hour.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Daniel. Actually, I was calling for Seder, Steve the Seder, who just got a new adorable kitty cat, and I was going to suggest some names for him, because I know he was looking for names for his cat. I would suggest that maybe he name his cat Sonata, because I'm in a parking garage and that's the first car that I just passed. But that's a good name for a cat. Here, Sonata, come here, little Sonata. Anyway, I just thought that, you know, since I have to call every day, I figured, you know, every day I'll just come up with a new name for a cat. That sounds really boring, doesn't it? I probably won't do that. I'm not going to commit to this bit. Anyway, Woodhaven.
Yes! Y'all, that, of course, is that Daniel Biba. And Daniel, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, we hear him on those dubious intentions get tested. The excellent. Excellent name for Big Fatty. Why did he call him Steve? I don't know. Seder 69 it has got a cute little kitty cat. Yes, Big Fatty, I have a name also that I'd like to make a suggestion other than Sonata. What is that? Big Fatty, I think he should name his kitty Squeaky.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Janeberry.
Big Fatty, it's Kevin.
And Junior's in the shower. So this is a few minutes to our selves. So this the few weeks, our frustration with Junior has been he wants to be a cool kid and to fit in, and he wants to wear cool clothes and everything else, and wearing shorts to school in December when it's like 40.
No, ma'am.
I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I didn't dare try to, you know, wear scantily clad clothing or whatever. But I got to tell you, I don't know if this kid is going to make it till he's a teenager, because he might be killed until then, wrung by his neck.
Oh, and you can officially start playing Christmas music now. Brian approves.
Okay, so that's my little rant for the today.
Woodhaven. Woodhaven.
Damn, I see all that, of course, is the Danburys. Big Fatty, where are they from? Up there in Danbury. Oh, okay. First of all, Brian and Kevin, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voices. And if Danbury Jr. Is intent on wearing his short pants and being a cool kid, maybe you can let him take the trash out in his short pants and then let the door lock behind him. Be ready, he'll catch a death of cold. Well, maybe he'll learn to wear a Big Fatty. Gay Country West runs around in his underpants. Well, when Danbury Jr. looks like Gay Country West, then it'll be okay. Yes, McFaddy, and it's lovely that it's now okay to play the grandma music. Yes, McFaddy. Yeah, guys, y'all, it's time to open number four on the Mexican crema calendar. And y'all, it's two people asleep in the bed, and it says, "E mama con su panelo y yo mi gorra acabamos de preparas para una siesta de en vino largo." Y'all, I'm guessing that means, and mama and papa were, what has to go? Big Fatty, you don't remember the night before Christmas? I guess I'm Mexican now.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Whitman Tinker. Big Fatty, he put it over there at the WWW. It's true. And Whitman, here's the question. It says, I have an Ask Big Fatty question today. Rabbit. All about glitter. How do you get glitter out of your hair, off your face, out of your clothes, and out of your house? Thank you, Woodhaven. First of all, Whitman Tinker, thank you so much for the question. This is an excellent question. In fact, I'm not sure you've ever done an Axe Big Fatty question, but y'all, we are moving into the glitter season because, you know, Big Fatty, he loves the crema cards, and, you know, if they have glitter on them, it's lovely. And if there's a foil insert in the envelope, that's even more lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, you're a whore. But anyway, the question is, how do you get the glitter out of your house, out of your hair, off the floor, and off your hands and everything? And Whitman is an excellent question. And you're just going to slap yourself in the forehead. Just, you know, it's one of those I could have had a V8 moments. And there's a very simple. There is just a very simple answer to your question about how to how do you get rid of the glitter from all this? And the answer is you don't. Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, he'll get two entries. He will, because he posted something at the BFO and said Woodhaven at the very end there. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's going to be camisole time here in Charleston. Gonna get the Villa Crema tree this weekend, maybe even tonight. Old Vader said he would assist me in this. So y'all, maybe the stockings will be hung by the chimney with care. Big Fatty, you don't have a chimney. I don't have stockings either. Big Fatty, your secret's safe with me. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Gay Country West, and Gay Country West, you know, Ted of the Latte's birthday, Latte Boy's birthday is this weekend. What do you got to say about him?
Been there for quite a few years.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's as old as dirt. Not mirror, but dirt.
You can comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.